The Delta Overdose Community Action Team, DCAT, will partner with the City of Delta to host a memorial and candlelight vigil for the 140 Delta lives lost to the toxic drug supply since 2016. The memorials will be held in both South and North Delta on Thursday, August 31 on International Overdose Awareness Day. According to BC Coroner's Service, BC recorded 2,272 deaths in 2022, which was the second highest annual number of deaths related to illicit substance use. However, Delta recorded 26 deaths, which is the highest ever in Delta recorded in a calendar year. Delta recorded 161 emergency calls related to illicit substance use in 2022. An additional 7 lives have been lost in Delta in 2023 thus far. "There is still a massive misunderstanding about this crisis here in Delta," said Phil Christofik, DCAT peer coordinator. "Community members affected by it suffer so much stigma that it is simply not discussed. People need to know that this is not happening in select neighborhoods. This is happening everywhere in Delta and to the people we all know and love." Delta Mayor George Harvey said the city is grateful for the work of Delta's Overdose Community Action Team and community partners. "The toxic drug crisis is taking the lives of loved ones in our community at an alarming rate, leaving devastated family members, friends, and neighbors behind," said Harvey. "We need to end the stigma by educating ourselves and others about the realities of substance use and the resources available for those who need help. No one should be left behind." The two memorials will be a chance for community members to gather in honor of each life Delta has lost. Members of the general public are encouraged to show their support with their attendance. At the North Delta Center for the Arts, 1425 84 Avenue, Delta, purple ribbons will be hung in honor of each life lost between 1 and 3 p.m. Candles will be lit and placed on the steps of City Hall in Ladner, 4500 Clarence Taylor Crescent, between 5 and 7 p.m. Various local service providers are expected to be in attendance. DCAT will provide mental health and substance use resources, including harm reduction supplies. To learn more about Delta Community Action Team, visit deltaoverdose.ca.